Welcome back in to the Home Team in Hamilton Show, Extra 106.3, live from the Wellstar Health System Studios. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care. Number to call, 404-741-1230, the app to tap and download the Extra, X-T-R-A, 106.3. The app is in the Google Play or in the iTunes stores. Home Team Brandon Leak and the College Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ, the influencer, an all-time Georgia Tech great. Joe Hamilton, we are here. We will certainly take your phone calls on what's going on with the University of Georgia and the quarterback situation there. But now we get a chance to talk to a trailblazer, a woman that has and is making history, a woman that is one of our own, a Martin Luther King Bulldog. She's also a Miami Hurricane. She was assistant general manager of the College Park Skyhawks, and now she's the first woman to hold the title of GM in G League history. She is also a native of the intersection of I-20 East and 285 East, Decatur, Georgia. She is general manager of the Skyhawks, Tori Miller, who joins us here on the Home Team in Hamilton Show. Tori, good morning. Glad you could join us on the Home Team in Hamilton Show.
Good morning, guys. Thank you all for having me today. I'm excited, you know, to talk to you guys and excited for the opportunity in the new role here with the College Park Skyhawks.
Congratulations. First and foremost, how are you that focused at 28 years of age? At 28 years old, I was hoping I didn't get thrown out of a basketball arena. Certainly didn't have the focus and the discipline to be a general manager of a professional team.
I think it's been a lifetime, you know, dream of mine. So when you say focus, it's more so just like my everyday nature. This is something that I've been, you know, working on since I've been in college, and something that I always aspired to do. So the focus just comes naturally.
When you talk about the opportunities that you have to get before you get there, interning is something that a lot of people have to do. Talk about your road as an intern that led you to being general manager of the Skyhawks today.
Okay. I started as an intern with a sports agency during my college years when I was at the University of Miami. Initially, I thought I wanted to be a sports agent. So I did that. For my sophomore year, I kind of switched gears. I became more intrigued with the front office side and the team building side, building team roster construction to one day compete for a championship. And so, after my sophomore year, I still stayed on at the agency interning, but I focused, more so on trying to learn and land an internship in a front office after graduating college. So I did that, graduated from the U, packed up, moved back home to Atlanta. And I took an internship with the Women's Basketball Coaches Association here, based out of here in Atlanta. And I did that all the way up and through the Final Four of that season. And then after that, that's when I kind of started my journey and my trek to land a front office internship in the NBA. So that whole summer, I'm sending out my resumes, sending out portfolios to all 30 teams, trying to break in. And then I actually had a contact over at the Phoenix Suns, from my time in Miami. I met a guy named Irv Rowland, who had his own player development company in Miami. So I'd help him when I was in Miami, to schedule his camps and organize his camps, help him to get his referees and things of that nature. And then he actually took a job with the Suns as a player development assistant coach. So once I saw that the Suns had a front office internship available, I reached out, applied, and then Irv kind of put in a good word for me out there. The Suns did. We went through a round of interviews. They flew me out for the final interview. And then, a couple of days later, I still remember that day. I was in the movies over at North DeKalb Mall. You're sitting there, and when you go in the movies, your phone's on silent. And so I'm sitting in the movies, and then when I come out of the movies, I have all these missed calls, from the Erie Coast, out in Arizona. I'm like, well, it's the bad news, good news. I don't know what to think. And so my little sister was with me, and she's just like, call it back, call the number back. So I called the number back, and Pat Connolly, the assistant GM out there, offered me the position as the intern with the Suns, and I immediately just go crazy in the parking lot, excited for my first opportunity to work in the NBA. So I spent 2 years out in Phoenix as a front office intern, and then after that completion of my internship, there weren't any full-time opportunities for myself. So I packed up again, this time going back cross country, back to Atlanta. And then I started the process all over again, you know, sending out my resume, sending out my portfolios. This time, you know, I had a little bit more experience under my belt after spending 2 years actually working in the front office. You know, I got down the line in some interview processes with some teams and got to the latter stages, but I just wasn't able to land a full-time job. So September rolls around, and then, you know, if in a normal NBA offseason, once September hits and you don't have a job, you're likely not going to have a job for that upcoming season. You know, so I said, okay, I'm sitting at home. I'm like, I have to do something to kind of, you know, make myself stick out and make myself different from everyone else to try to take that next step in my career. You know, so I decided to do my own unpaid scouting for that upcoming season. And so pretty much I would split time here between Atlanta and up in Delaware, where my my fiance at the time, but now my husband, coached with the Sixers G League affiliate. And so here in Atlanta, I would go to all the college games in the area, Georgia Tech, Georgia State, UGA, drove down to Florida State a couple times. And pretty much I'd have those connections and say, hey, can you sit me in the sections where the scouts are sitting, just so that I can, you know, rub elbows with them and kind of make those inroads and those connections and kind of grow my network. And then while I was up in Delaware, I really honed in on the G League and, you know, learned everything I could about the league and scout the players. And so I started to send out these monthly G League reports to all 30 teams, just, you know, surveying the league and telling them, you know, ranking the players by position, guys who I thought would be, you know, good guys for potential call-ups, you know, and guys that have been injured, guys that have just entered the league and things of that nature. And so I started to pick up a little traction, a lot of traction from that. And, you know, the Hawks, Malik Rose was a guy that I was staying in constant contact with throughout that whole process, throughout those months, and he liked my work. And then, you know, eventually, at the conclusion of that year, it was announced that the Hawks were going to start, you know, their own G League team up in Erie. Malik was named the GM, and then he brought me on as the manager of basketball ops. So I was there in Erie for 2 years. And once we moved the team here to Atlanta, promoted to assistant GM, and then now I am promoted to the GM this year. So that's me in a long spiel, but that's kind of the intern path that I took to kind of get where I am here today.
College Park Skyhawks general manager Torrey Miller joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show.
Torrey, when you're scouting out there looking at players, what are some of the attributes or what are some of the characteristics you that stick out to you or what you look at before anything?
Absolutely. I think number one is, you know, you have to have a discernible NBA skill. You know, can a guy hang from an athletic standpoint? You know, is he physically fit to be in a game? You know, is he athletic enough? Does he have good size? You know, is he strong enough? Is he tough enough? And then also, his NBA skill set. Is he a shooter? You know, a defender? You know, does he have size? Is he, you know, a rim runner? You know, can he protect the rim? Those type of attributes to say, what can I go to my coach and say, hey, put this guy in the game for, you know what I mean? So I think those are the attributes that we look for. And then obviously we're also looking for good people as well.
When you look at where you've been in your career, you've been president of basketball operations, player development. You've done some scouting. You've been assistant GM. Talk about the skill sets and some of the mentors you had when you were making your climb to GM for the Skyhawks.
I think my skill set is very varied. Like you said, I've held numerous roles, you know, whether it's, you know, in the business side. So I think that kind of helped me, you know, bridge the gap once I became the manager of ops in Erie, just to be able to handle those business relations, you know, whether it's marketing, sales, you know, kind of know how everyone intertwines in an organization. And then also the scouting piece is huge. You know, I was able to learn that out in Phoenix. You know, and then in terms of some of my mentors along the way, there are a couple of guys who've been influential in my career. You know, Merle Scott, who gave me my first chance working in sports. He was the owner of the sports agency that I worked for out of Miami. So he was the guy that took a chance on me first. And then obviously the guys out in Phoenix, Trevor Buckstein, Pat Connolly, and those guys. And then Courtney Whitty, he's a longtime NBA scout, director of ops. He's a guy that's just been around the league. He knows everyone. You know, there's no player that Courtney, you know, he doesn't know. And then moving on to Atlanta, Malik Rose and Derek Pierce have been very influential in my career as well.
I know the Hawks are a first-class organization. They don't put up with any foolishness. But along your way, have you had to put up with any crap just because you have been a woman? I know sometimes when people see guys see women in sports and see them trying to climb the ladder, they might look at them a little bit differently, or look at you guys like you might have some ulterior motives. Have you had to put up with any crap? I know you didn't do it with the Hawks because they don't put up with it. But along the way, what kind of things can you share for young ladies that, you know, they may have to look out for if there were some things that you came across?
Like you said, the Hawks are first class, so I haven't had any issues here in Atlanta or either in Phoenix. I'd say, I'll tell you a story. The funniest story that I have is we were with Erie BayHawks, and we were traveling to play the Delaware. They were the 87ers at the time. And so, you know, we were going and we were entering to the arena, and so the locker room is said it's behind the court. So we were coming in, and security checks you, you know, as you go in. And so I came through the first part of security, and then there's a security officer. You know, everyone kind of went their separate ways. The coaches went in the coaches' locker room. The trainers went their way, and then so I'm making my way out on the court. And so the security is there, and I'm dressed up in, you know, most of the trainers and everyone have on collar shirts and things of that nature, but I'm dressed up in my business casual, you know, attire. So I'm walking out onto the court, and the security guy stops me back in the locker room, and he's like, you know, where are you going? And I'm like, you know, I'm going into the court or whatever. And so I go on the court, and then I come back. And so as I'm coming back into the locker room, to the locker room area in the back corridor, the guy's like, you know, you can't come back here. And I'm like, oh, I can't come back here. Why can't I come back here? You know? And he's like, who do you work for? And I said, you know, I'm the manager of ops for this team, for the visiting team. And he's like, you know, no, you know, you can't come back here. And so my intern, he has his college shirt on, and he walks right by, and I say, so you're going to let my intern walk back here, but I can't walk back here. And so we just got into a back and forth, you know, just me being a girl. Like, if I was a guy, I'm pretty sure that, you know, that wouldn't happen. The guys are walking by, you know, just fine. But that's just one instance of, like, you know, something where, you know, me being a woman kind of working in the industry, you know, eventually I got back there and he apologized and things of that nature. But that was just a funny story, you know, something that happened to me before.
College Park Skyhawks general manager Tori Miller joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show, Extra 106.3.
Tori, how much interaction did you have with Travis Schlenk and the Hawks organization as far as back and forth about the rosters and, you know, the 10-day contracts and things of that nature?
There's a lot of interaction between us in College Park and then the front office in Travis and up in Atlanta. You know, we're in constant communication. So in times when they're, you know, guys, when this year when we called up Paul Watson, you know, on the 10-day contract, you know, Travis consulted us in College Park and said, hey, what are the guys in G League that are playing well? You know, we submit lists to him, you know, and so there's a constant communication in that regard. And then also with the two-way players, you know, we have to be on the same page because there's games when Brandon and Charlie may be with us, or they may practice with us and then need to go up to play, you know, with the Hawks or meet them on the road. So there's a constant communication there between us and the front office in Atlanta.
Is there a universal offense or defense that, you know, the Skyhawks run or simulate to where they, when they are called up, is some familiarity going on with the Hawks organization?
Yep, it's the same exact offense that Coach Pierce runs. So there's a seamless transition. Typically, all G League teams, you know, pretty much run the same things that the parent club runs.
College Park Skyhawks general manager Tori Miller joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show, Extra 106.3. When you've accomplished all of the things that you've accomplished and had the positions, how do you grade yourself as far as delegating authority? Being that you've had to sit there and be the scout, and you've had to sit there and be the assistant GM, and now you have the corner office with the big window, and somebody else has to make sure they get it right and bring it to you.
I said I'm a work in progress, and we're to be determined. So let's pick up that question maybe at the same time next year. but you know, I'm always working to try to put my you know, my staff in the best positions possible for their success, future success. So in all seriousness, you know, whatever they need, we're trying to help grow them as well as the players. So, you know, there's open door communication in terms of making sure that we're all vertically aligned and kind of on the same page and, you know, going for the common goal.
What does it say about the Atlanta Hawks organization? We're in a time of period of change and a period of trying to get the right people and people who have earned what they should get them in the right places. And for women, you know, fighting for economic equality and fighting for their positions in the workplace. Hawks aren't throwing you a bone. Hawks aren't trying to make you some kind of a token. You've earned everything. What does that say about the Atlanta Hawks organization that they are the first to have a G League manager, a general manager that is a woman?
Like we talked about earlier, you know, the Atlanta Hawks are a first-class organization. It shows that they're forward-thinking. By hiring me, you know, in this position, in this role, being the first female G League general manager, it just shows, you know, that qualified is qualified, and that's how the Hawks, you know, they view me, they view everyone in the organization. I'm not the first woman to hold a leadership role, you know, in the Hawks organization. You have Chelsea Lane, who's director of sport performance. Michelle Lefwich, she's the VP of salary cap administration. You know, Janice Kuhn, who is my counterpart in College Park. She's the president of our G League business operations. So at the end of the day, with the Atlanta Hawks, you know, qualified is qualified. And to have their belief, you know, is an unbelievable feeling.
What kind of baller were you in high school? We'll pull the stats now.
I don't think they were keeping stats then, so I'm good. you know, I'm a 5'2 point guard, you know, pass first point guard. But, you know, I can get downhill. Shooting is I'm a little shaky from the perimeter, my outside shot. But, you know, I like to get my teammates involved.
When you watch a game these days, be it, you know, college, you know, high school, or in the NBA, do you get a chance to just enjoy just the science of basketball? Or are you always in a scouting mode and, you know, trying to evaluate talent?
That's funny you ask that, because the only time that I take off my lens is when I'm going to my nephew's games. And then even then, I'm like in just crazy mode, like yelling at the refs and things of that nature. So it's funny. That's the only time when I'm truly, you know, I take that scouting lens off is when I'm watching him. And then I try not to be too hard on him and just let him have fun. But that's the only time when I get to actually enjoy it, you know, for fun. But.
What are your thoughts with the cancer, you know, the pandemic obviously impacting the world, the nation, business, sports in different ways with the cancellation of the G League season? What are some of the conversations you guys are having moving forward when basketball does return for you guys?
I think right now we're under the direction of the league. You know, and I think first and foremost, player safety, you know, is of the utmost importance. So once it's safe, you know, for us to resume, then obviously I think that we will resume. I think a large part is, you know, kind of waiting to see how things play out in Orlando with the bubble. I think the NBA has done a great job and put all the necessary precautions and protocols in place to have a successful completion of their season. So I think once we see the NBA, you know, go through this Orlando bubble, and I think that'll answer some questions for us down the line.
Well, Tori, we certainly thank you for your time. Certainly can't wait to meet you face-to-face once we get some all clear signs and the protocols change. Certainly happy for you and your historic achievement, and certainly glad that one of our own, Atlanta and Decatur's own, is able to come back home and handle business for Atlanta.
Thank you all. Thank you all for having us, and we look forward to continued success in our upcoming season.
College Park Skyhawks general manager Tori Miller here on Extra 106.3.